Welcome to the Flow Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:27, and that is Pacific Summer Time. And today is May 19th. And this was a day really where we were treated to a great deal of volatility. And I guess then it would be appropriate to talk about what was happening on the VIX index. And that moved to an intraday, a new recovery high. It's been pretty much compressed now for the last 3 months. But actually finished pretty much unchanged on the day, so it wasn't able to hold the breakout. And that is a reflection also of what we saw on Wall Street, where the low of the day for the S&P future, the June future, was around 2022, but it closed out the day 20 points higher than that, which was, well, maybe not quite 20 points, but only 4 points down on the day. So then this is also pretty much something else that we saw as well in the precious metal markets, where gold, for example, was about almost $12 lower than it closed out on the day. Silver was down to $16.35 and closed out the day at $16.48. And silver has had a substantial pullback, and we're now back in an area where it may begin to find support. And while there hasn't really been this inverse correlation evident between gold or the precious metals generally and the dollar index, certainly when one looks at the dollar index and how much it has rallied already, now that's an impressive rally in that it has broken the 3 month progression of lower rally highs, which confirms a failed downside break from the more than year long range. But at the same time, it has rallied very, very quickly and has closed the overextension relative to the trend mean. So we are perhaps now at an area where the likelihood of the dollar at least consolidating what has been a very impressive rally is looking more likely than not. And I'm keeping a particular eye on my my dollar longs against the Canadian dollar, where the Canadian or the US dollar got up to 131.54 today, but closed out the day lower than 131. So it's looking that perhaps there's at least some room there for consolidation. And I'm sort of weighing the decision whether to just take the profits with the hope that it comes back enough to reopen them, or just to sit through. And I think at present I'm kind of veering on the on perhaps introducing an in-the-money stop and simply just sitting it out, because I do think that there is a strong likelihood that the dollar will strengthen again, but perhaps not for another week or two, and we might just get some a narrow consolidation. If that is indeed the case, then this weakness that we've seen in the precious metal markets and perhaps more generally in commodities may indeed offer an entry opportunity for those who have been waiting for a pullback. And I know that David was buying silver and platinum in here today, and I'm considering that I may follow suit either once I've got off recording the audio, or perhaps tomorrow morning. When we look at stock markets, then we can no longer just look at them in isolation. We really do have to also look at the bond markets. Just like, you know, when you have an environment where the market has been dependent on liquidity provision in one form or another for much of the last 7 years, then the sensitivity to even small changes is really quite exaggerated. And I think one thing to really keep an eye on are 12-month yields, but to look at them over the last 10 or even 20 years, because it gives you just a wonderful idea of just how low they are relative to how high they have been previously. And you don't even have to go back to the 1980s, but just go back 10 years when before the pullback that we had in 2007 and 2008 with the Fed cutting interest rates to the bone. And we get an idea of just how low they are. So if the economy continues to improve, the Fed really does feel that they need to be getting off the zero bound, if for no other reason than that they want to reload the interest rate gun so that they have ample ammunition to fight the next problem that arises. And, you know, there is the possibility that we get a recession in the next few years, not least because so much of the debt that has been taken out because interest rates were so remarkably low and will need to be refinanced in 2018, 2019, and 2020. So that reason alone is gives justification for why the Fed might want to raise interest rates. But at the same time, they run the risk of undoing all the good work that they've done. So they're not going to want to raise interest rates aggressively. They're not going to want to damage the economic expansion. And since asset price inflation was part of their solution, they're not going to want to see asset price deflation either. So we're in this sort of paradox where when stocks do really well, then that emboldens the Fed to start talking about raising rates. So stocks pull back and then they get chastened again, which allows stocks to go back up so that they become emboldened again to talk about raising rates. Then there's a bit of a chicken and egg scenario developing here. So what is the thing that is going to be the arbiter? And it is inflation and wages in particular. Wages are one of the few inputs in the measure of inflation that cannot simply be hedonicked away in the same way that that housing costs are can be, are, you know, that even if you own your own home, they will just impute a cost to you even though you're not actually paying yourself rent. That's very difficult to do with wages. So what happens with wages is going to remain a very important factor in what the Fed does. And we saw ample evidence of that back at the end of last year, where wages picked up in September, October, and they raised rates in December. So then they will be looking very, very closely at that. And that is, I think, what the bond market is beginning to price in. Perhaps the oldest maxim in all markets is don't fight the Fed, but that is exactly what the bond market has been doing. They've been saying that the Fed is wrong, that the Fed is not going to raise interest rates. And, well, the bond market is huge, and particularly compared to the equity markets, but the Fed has the final say. And I think the bond market is finally beginning to take that under consideration. And then when we look around the world, the easier, or I guess the corrective environment that's still evident on stocks, even though stocks finished well off their lows in here today, Wall Street was down in excess of 1% in early trading, and that was certainly an influence on the fact that the majority of Europe was down in excess of 1%. But then the chances are that we're going to have a little bit of a bounce in Europe tomorrow, just because we've had this bounce on Wall Street, and probably a bounce as well in some of Asia. But then there's been enough of technical deterioration here that really, what if we're only going to have just what has so far been a shallow reaction, we're going to have to see pretty emphatic upward dynamics. And then because the dollar is only a little bit overbought in here, and the most likely scenario is consolidation, that it might just be a short-term pause within a broader corrective environment overall. And considering that the vast majority of the global central banks are easing monetary policy, then the potential for the dollar to get stronger here, with it being really the only central bank that is actively raising rates, then that is likely to put pressure on carry trades, to put pressure on those that are really addicted to liquidity. I don't think that there is a great deal to get excited about in terms of the potential for an emphatic upward break, because the way the situation is panning out right now, that if we were to get a breakout, it would probably be linked to valuation expansion, and there just doesn't seem to be a great deal of appetite for it just yet. And of course, it really will depend on what it is that the Fed plans to do. So I suspect that what we're going to be treated to is additional volatility in at least in the short term. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.